Welcome to the Hatch podcast for Hive.
First we have Eloise Hooneman, who is a young writer based in South Yorkshire who writes poetry and short stories. She was awarded the Cuckoo Young Writers Award 2017 in last year's Northern Writers Awards. So please give a big welcome up to Eloise Hooneman.
Hi. I'm really happy to be here, and I'm just going to read a few poems. So the first one is called Millennials. Millennials. In 2000, Norton Internet Security discovered a new threat to the nation. Millennials. Millennials are sneaky, unpredictable, and you may have one hidden on your hard drive right now. They attract cookies, unwanted downloads, and high service charges if they find a way onto your phone. Current trends suggest millennials are often inactive in a system, using up RAM and slowing down processor speeds. If you suspect a millennial attack, it's advised you stop online banking to prevent the drainage of your savings account. Last year, Avast stopped 100,000 attacks by millennials, yet they still plague 7 in 10 computers. The next poem is called Rare Sightings. While the other girls were pretending to be daisies and daffodils, you fancied yourself a ghost orchid. Everything was underground with you, whispered words, tips of icebergs. Stories about the legendary curves of your long white legs got lodged in young heads. By the time you were 16, getting a look at you was like seeing a UFO. You would show up, flash your flesh, and disappear again. Ghost hunters. Boys who called themselves men chased you with the thrill of the hunt on their faces as I stood by, fearing your extinction. The next one's called Seasickness. My wife was a blue person, like a cat person, only everything had to be blue. The office was blue, her hair was blue, sorry, sea foam. The salt and pepper shakers were cerulean and navy, like a little nautical couple sitting seasick on the kitchen table. We had cobalt carpets and sky ceilings, sapphire kitchen cabinets and lapis napkins, though nobody ever visited to use them. I bought her ornaments from indigo to arctic, throughout everything that wasn't denim. Weekly, I painted her nails baby blue. Bought her Smurf toys. Once, I drove to Tesco in the early hours to hunt down a berry blast Powerade. And got up at 6 the next day to make her blueberry pancakes. For our anniversary, she asked me to paint every room blue, the ceilings too. The empty cans of Glacier gave her just enough height and were easy enough to kick. I still get up at 6 and sit in the bathroom, away from it all, trying to remember what colour the tiles are. Wake. I've never driven over a man before, watched him bounce off the bonnet, or felt the crunch as wheels rode over bones. I don't know who he was, but speeding off, I think, perhaps he had a wife or a husband. I wonder why it matters, because now everything about him is dead. All I saw were papers escaping from a briefcase. I pictured him a banker, heading to his Audi R8. I might be the bad guy, but still, I wanted to pay my respects. Tell the casket I'm sorry you got in the way. So I attend the funeral on a punishing August afternoon. At the wake, a little girl wipes snot and tears on her sleeve, and I see his face for the first time, painted in clown's makeup, laughing at the camera. I leave before I'm mistaken for an old friend. In the off-license, my brain paints clown white onto the stone-faced cashier. Just to be clear, I haven't actually drove over a man, so... And the last one is called A Letter to a Brother I Never Had. Where are you? I called a dozen times and it went through to that obnoxious answer machine of yours. Today we had an argument and you weren't there giving your opinion, holding me while I shook. Don't tell me you've gone to stay in Tenerife with Luke. As much as I'd like to say I have a bartender for a brother, I prefer to say I have a brother to begin with. I'm waiting for you to step through the front door, set down your poorly packed hold all, trips mud across the mat from those big black boots, and head for the fridge. The worst part is, Mum isn't worried. Neither is she. I am the only one who'll miss you. Who misses you?